You're listening to Real World News. Forests and biodiversity.
Social and peasant organizations protested outside 13th World Forestry Congress. On Sunday, at the opening of the 13th World Forestry Congress, peasant movements and environmentalist organizations gathered to express their rejection. The Network in Defense of Woodlands and Forests participated, joined by the Rhythm of Drums. This network is made up by biologists, environmentalists, and forest rangers concerned about forest ecosystems. We have come here to make our voices be heard, the voices of the deep countryside, stated Oscar Delgado from Capoma, through loudspeakers under the gaze of the people registering for the World Forestry Congress. Native forests are the seed of the future. By exterminating us, these gentlemen with land businesses are exterminating life. They plan these businesses without knowing the territory, through satellites, from comfortable offices, said Delgado. Capoma's member highlighted that peasant organizations and native communities have the right to manage territories, and those who want to make profits at the expenses of hunger are hiding behind the World Forestry Congress, as 13 years of GM monocultures, GM soy and maize, have shown. Capoma works in Salta, one of Argentina's poorest provinces, where one of three children is malnourished, said Delgado. The agricultural model, which has destroyed forests and caused environmental disaster, is to blame for this. Peasant movements are not going to give in. We'll not be convinced by sweet words of development and progress. They will have to listen to us, whether they want to or not, the activist concluded.
You're listening to Real World News.